Welcome to Irishtown Nature Park. This nature park is situated on the site of an old landfill. The landfill was decommissioned in 1977 and the nature park developed in the 1980s. Most other urban parks in Dublin are highly managed, but Irishtown Nature Park is different, being relatively wild and unmanaged. It is in an early stage of ecological succession and has been managed primarily for biodiversity, but still with local residents in mind. If you follow the path from Sean Moore Park, you will leave the factories and industrial landscape behind and end up in the charming wilderness that has grown up in the park. It is worth exploring and spending time in each of the diverse habitats. The nature park is an area of interest for wildlife enthusiasts, and groups such as the Dublin Naturalist Field Club and Birdwatch Ireland all have members who frequent the park. If you visit in the winter months, Goose Green is a great place to start. When the nearby sewage treatment plant encroached on the feeding areas of overwintering flocks of Brent geese, this area of grassland was deliberately created. This green area is mown regularly and is maintained with these birds in mind. Black-tailed godwits have also begun to use this area in the last couple of years. The park is just south of the iconic red and white striped chimneys of the Poolbeg Power Station. These chimneys were decommissioned in 2010 and are now thought to be home to a pair of peregrine falcons. If you're lucky, you might see the falcons displaying their spectacular hunting skills as they swoop to catch smaller birds in mid-flight. In fact, they mainly feed on birds, of which there is a huge variety to choose from in the park. Little birds such as the linnet, greenfinch, goldfinch, meadow pipit and stonechat can be found throughout the scrub woodland and grassy areas, while skylarks have been known to breed in the grassland. Flying above or wading through the waters of the bay are gulls, oyster catchers, curlews and redshank. Indeed, Dublin Bay is of international importance because of its populations of migratory water birds. And Sandymount Strand, south of the park, is one of the main feeding areas for these birds. At low tide, the birds feed very close to the park, but move back as the tide rises. Hooded crows feed on mussels in the bay, and have been seen dropping them on waste ground east of the park to break them open. The areas of scrub and immature woodland are comprised of native species such as silver birch, willow, ash, hazel, alder and oak, intermixed with non-native species including maple, sycamore and beech. All of these combine to provide shelter and homes to mammals such as foxes, stoats and rabbits. Three species of bats were recorded foraging on the site: the common and soprano pipistrelle, and the Leisler's bat. There is also a rich insect life in the park. In the summer months, a profusion of butterflies and bumblebees can be seen. Two increasingly scarce species of bumblebee, Bombus lapidarius and Bombus muscorum, have been identified in the park, whilst in the low eroding cliff, two species of solitary bees and wasps have been observed nesting. A fascinating insect has been recorded in the dunes, the robber fly, Phalaenicus albiceps, also known as assassin flies. They are rather unattractive, hairy flies that hunt other insects, especially flies and mosquitoes. They are excellent flyers with a rather short, prickly snout which they use to attack their prey and suck them dry. Butterflies such as the painted lady, speckled wood and meadow brown can be seen in the summer months. On the east and south boundary, there is a shingle habitat which supports a variety of plant species such as sea beet. Marram dunes and embryonic dunes with sea couch and limegrass are also found on the shoreline. The stoic grey heron can sometimes be seen standing here, waiting for a fish to catch. If you stay on the path as it leads from the park to the south wall and the Poolbeg Lighthouse, you end up in what is practically the entrance to Dublin. You can take time here to admire the amazing views of Dublin Bay, watch the ferries sail past into the port, and look south to the Wicklow Mountains, and maybe plan another trip.